Module E, Practice Paper 10, page 43, Overweight Children.
Today, we are proud to host in our studio Dr. Sylvia Rim, a psychologist who published a number of books about child development. Her most recent study is about overweight children. What did you learn about overweight children from your research?
They have so many worries and so many more problems than average weight kids. The heavier kids in the survey felt less intelligent and less confident. They described themselves less frequently as smart, talented, or gifted. They worried about almost everything, including their futures. Overweight kids are lonelier and sadder than other kids. Their athletic activities are lower, and their sedentary activities, such as television, computer work, and even art and music, are greater. We've got to do something about this to help them get their lives under control. We need to do things as a society. We have to change the abuse and bullying of overweight children.
How are they bullied by their peers?
It seems to be acceptable to taunt, joke, and ridicule these children. Even the gym teachers say, "Watch out, they'll smash you." And kids say things like, "Look at that fatty run."
Do heavy kids think they can get control of their eating?
No, they don't believe they can control their eating, so they eat to comfort themselves, and that only causes them to gain more weight. We have to help them get control of their own lives and set realistic goals. What they'd like most is to be like Britney Spears, and for the boys, some famous athlete. We have to tell them not to worry about whether or not they lose weight, but to eat healthy food and exercise. We want them to center on their strengths and other good qualities, and let them know that not every child is going to be the same weight.
Why do some parents struggle so much with their overweight children?
The overweight children describe their family relationships as worse than average weight children. Parents who were overweight and are now in control of their weight tend to be very judgmental and very fearful for their children. They want to do everything they possibly can to protect their children from suffering the way they suffered. They often end up watching every bite their overweight children eat. Parents need to be coaches instead of judges. Good coaches are enthusiastic, positive, and concerned. Being patient during coaching will also help your child be patient with herself or himself.
What should parents do if one child is overweight and the other children in the family aren't?
This is fairly typical. The one with the weight problem becomes a scapegoat, and everyone tells him or her not to eat so much. All children need to eat healthy food, and so parents should feel comfortable about keeping chocolate chip cookies out of the house for all kids, except for special treats. And healthy exercise is for the whole family.
Thank you, Dr. Rim. This has been most enlightening. Tune in tomorrow for an interview with a dietitian.